Welcome, Parashat Ki Tetze. This is one of those Debrei Torah that he probably gave at a Sheva Brachos or Afra for Shabbat Chatan, etc. And so if you ever speak at one, you know, around Parashat Ki Tetze, you can connect it. But he does it on the Pasuk, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. A Mamzer can't enter the Kahal. And he has a yesod that he has a few times in the Sefer, so it's good that we're seeing at least one of those examples, but he has it a few times, and there are others who discuss this point as well, but most of Sefer Devarim, or a significant portion of Sefer Devarim, is laws about entering Eretz Yisrael. It's laws about the Melech, about the judges, the type of society they're supposed to put together. So he says it's Moshe, right before Moshe is going to leave them. So let me give them the final messages, the final rules, the final insights they need in order to live their life in Eretz Yisrael. But it's all the laws of war and all the, you know, Sir Mishpatim and kings and every. So it's what he calls Inyani Tzibur, Davar Nogelam Melech, what relates to a king. So then, with that in mind, we now have to ask, why is it that, what else is in Sefer Dvarim? There's all sorts of laws about Mamzer. There's all sorts of laws about marriage, about Gittin, about Ketubot. We have all sorts of laws about, the laws of Yibum are here. How are these part of those halachot that Moshe, wait, before you go into Eretz Yisrael, before I leave you, let me make sure you have this about the laws of the Tzibor. And he tells them about Yibum and Chalitza? Wouldn't have that, about all the laws of who is a Mamzer, wouldn't have that been more fitting in the Parsha of Raiot, in Acharemot, and Sefer Vayikra? So that's the Emes Yaakov's question. He says, from its placement here, we learn an important lesson about marriage. And that is, don't think that marriage is just an issue for the two people getting married. It's not only about those two people or even those two people and their families, but rather it is an inyan that's nogea to the whole kahal. It is related to the whole tzibur. Because by him getting married, this person is entering the kahal. He becomes part of the tzibur. In order to add on to the tzibor and make your mark on the tzibor, so yes, single people and children and everybody has a role in the tzibor, but there's a additional role in the tzibor played by getting married and beginning your family. And therefore, somebody who can't get married, he is known as Sulei Kahal. Lo Yavo B'Kal Hashem. He can't enter the Kahal. It's not he's puzzle, he can't get married. It's he's puzzle, he can't become part of the Kahal. He's excluded. He has to remain a Yachid, Latzmo, as opposed to being a member of the Kahal. Therefore, the laws that are related to Mamzerut, who is allowed to marry, when are you allowed to marry, what are the details, all of that is indeed part of Torah Tzibor. And therefore, those laws do belong in Sefer Dvarim, among where Moshe gives the rules for Milchama and entering Eretz Yisrael and a Melech and Shoftim, etc. Those rules do apply. And he says, and this idea explains why when a Chatan comes to Shul, we don't say Tachanun. The Chatan's happy. He got married. What does it have to do with you? Did you even meet the guy? It's one thing if it's a Chatan, it's your best friend. Okay. Some guy in Shul says, hey, I got married 3 days ago. And the rest of us go, okay, no Tachanun. Now, I know we all have a Yetzer Hara for no Tachanun, but it still seems strange. What are we... I'm not saying Tachanun because he got married? What does it have to do with me? Well, it has to do with me. Because the Simcha of a Chatan isn't only his simcha, it's the simcha of the whole tzibur. And therefore, everyone is pater from saying tachanun, because it's my simcha as well. not only the simcha of the chatan. And I think an important lesson here is about the relevancy of other people's lives to us. Because if the tzibor, it's their simcha when the chatan gets married, because he's coming part of the kahal and helping out the kahal, so that means it is my happiness as well. And this isn't because I'm living vicariously through him. This is supposed to be something that makes me happy. Something good happened to him should make me happy. Chas v'shalom, when the opposite happens, something bad happens to him, should make me sad. And that is a midah that we can work on during Elul, Kra Rosh Hashanah as well. But it's also something to appreciate, just in terms of we should be happy for our friend's happiness. But why? Not only because it's my friend's happiness, but it's the next step that he adds. It's my happiness. And the next time that you're in shul, and they say, okay, no tachnun, because we're celebrating with this chasan. So after your immediate elation, especially if it's a Monday or Thursday, and you get to skip the long tachnun, after your immediate simcha, so you get, you know, that you're not saying tachnun, you should also feel happy for the chatan. But the next step is not only to feel happy for the chatan, it's feel happy for yourself. I am happy. It's my happiness that he got married, because this is what's good for Klal Yisrael. This is what is going to keep Klal Yisrael going, and hopefully he'll build a Bayin Eman Yisrael, and that'll be the best thing for Klal Yisrael. So let that be our lesson from this pasuk about Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Why does it belong in Sefer Dvarim? Because it's very relevant to the Inyan Eid Tzibor. It's not only the Inyan of a Yachid, it's the relevancy to the whole Tzibor. Shkach.